course. Justin, thank you very much.
It is clear.
Yes, it is a magnificent medal, and I am very, very grateful and very honoured. You didn't read out some of the list or whatever of previous winners, which really, I suppose, underlines how honoured I do feel. I mean, many of them, thank goodness, are friends, and people I admire enormously, Margaret McMillan, Richard Evans, David Cannadine, Bethany Hughes, etc., etc., going a long way back, all the way to also Antonio Fraser, who pointed out to me that actually the medal before had an inscription which was not exactly inclusive, because it said quidquid agunt homines, and she said, what about et femini? So I promised to pass on the feminist message to Becky, but she was able to reassure me, in fact, that it had already been changed, so I was only pushing it at an open door there. Now, I am deeply touched, and I think that the work of the Historical Association, and above all, of course, the work of all teachers, is so incredibly important. I also was entirely influenced, in fact, in my case, by a young, when I was very, very young at prep school, by Alec Porch, who was our history teacher, who absolutely had me transfixed. And as you said, I was very, very fortunate to have had John Keegan at Sandhurst, because John actually turned military history upside down. It had always been sort of a subject really for sort of history buffs and retired officers and all the rest of it. But John, by turning it upside down, of really conveying the experience of the soldiers in the front line, their suffering, their horrors, but also of civilians as well, completely opened it up. And in a way that the treatment of history has changed very much, and it's written very much in collective terms in the past. And really from, really, I think, the late 1980s, 1990s, as we went through that extraordinary social revolution, which came with the end of the Cold War, the invention of the internet, the old collective loyalties of the past tended to disappear, and we saw much more emphasis on the individual, and I think this needed to be reflected very much in the writing of history. But going back to the list of historians and all the rest of it, there was always an old joke about the collective noun for historians was a mischief of historians, i.e. that they were all sort of stabbing each other in the back. This is totally untrue. I've never had so much kindness and help from many friends. I mean, you know, the way that all of those who were working, for example, on Russia, you mentioned about Stalingrad, I mean, whether Anne Applebaum, Catherine Merridale, Simon Siegbahn, Montefiore, Orlando Figes, and all the rest of it, we were all friends, we were all exchanging information whenever we could about where the material was in different archives and so forth. And there was very much of a collaborative effort. Catherine Merridale went through my book on Berlin with a very fine tooth comb and sort of pointing out danger areas and all the rest of it. I was able to do the same for her. What I think is very striking is how certain critics have talked about sort of, you know, the golden age of history in the last 20 years or so. But that's come around, I think, for a number of different reasons. One I mentioned a moment ago, which was the way that suddenly history did have more emphasis on the role and the fate of the individual within the sort of the mass horror of war and so forth. But there was another one I think also has benefited enormously when we suddenly started to get an internationalization of the subject, in the sense that we had German historians coming to this country, it started with a trickle and suddenly more and more and more. The parochialism, the attitude that sort of people only saw the history of the Second World War, particularly through the experiences and the memories of their own country rather than seeing it on a wider scale, has actually had very important effects. I think one of the most important developments has been the international historical conferences. I mean, I've done them in Australia and elsewhere, where you've had Japanese, American, and so forth together. There was even a conference in Hawaii where they managed to get Japanese and Chinese historians together, which would have been unthinkable earlier on. So all of this has, I think, had an extremely healthy and enriching development in the way that we've looked at history, with seeing it in a much more globalized form. But back to the national aspect, in a way, One of the great developments in some ways is, it's not necessarily new, but the way that British historians have had quite an influence, really well beyond their own shores. I mean, I was amazed when my Spanish publisher pushed me into rewriting my Spanish Civil War book. And I said, but Gonzalo, surely, you know, the Spanish are sick of having the Brits writing their history for them. And he said, no, you're completely wrong. He said, nobody in Spain, and it's absolutely true, this, the very first general history of the Spanish Civil War is being written at the moment by Ángel Viñas. The previous one was actually by one of Franco's ministers, Ricardo de la Thiaba, and there had been nothing in between over all of that period of time. And really it was, you know, the Hugh Thomases, the Gabriel Jacksons, Raymond Carrs and so forth, who had very much opened up the subject in the way that also, say, Robert Paxton opened up the subject of Vichy in France for French historians. And that was a huge advantage from their point of view. One of the advantages, which in a way you touched on yourself, one of the advantages, of course, for British historians is, I think, that our traditions go back very much to the decline and fall of the Roman Empire of Gibbon and so forth. And there, our attitude has always been that history is a branch of literature. It is not a science, as, say, German historians or others have sometimes argued. I remember once in Sweden, I was talking on the subject, and there was a wonderful elderly Swedish professor who came up to me afterwards saying, he said, your ideas in this country, he said, are heresy. He said, but actually, I agree with you. And I think it's true that, I mean, it can only be a branch of literature. But this approach has really, I think, helped open up the subject in the way that has given a very great advantage to so many writers, when one thinks of sort of everybody from Adam Tooze, Richard Evans, and so forth, and above all Ian Kershaw, you know, writing in Germany, and they have had actually a huge influence on German historiography as well as in this particular country. But one of the other reasons, of course, is that British academics, thank goodness, do write very well indeed. I mean, you know, Kershaw's prose and many of the others. And I think, again, this is this huge advantage of the attitude that it is an extension of literature, it is a branch of literature, and that basically they know that, you know, jargon, the academic jargon, which can be an absolute killer, is to be avoided at all costs. And this is, I think, one of the reasons why, in fact, history has been doing so brilliantly, particularly in sort of book terms and all the rest of it. And I know perfectly well that for me the greatest pleasure ever is, say, at festivals or, you know, signings or whatever, it's actually when parents come up to you and say, thank you, your book is actually the first proper book our son has ever read, because on the whole, it's the boys who are the ones who have problems about getting stuck into reading books. And that actually is a great advantage. On a slightly lighter note, though, I do remember on a number of occasions sitting at a dinner or a lunch or whatever, and the woman next to me actually making, with a sort of slightly wry grin, saying, actually, you wrecked my honeymoon because my husband was reading Stalingrad all the way through. But anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, Justin, Becky, and all of you. I'm deeply touched and very, very grateful for this magnificent medal, which actually, as Antonia Fraser was saying, she uses it to hold down her state papers. I'd love to see her workroom in that particular way, her study is with the piles of papers around. But anyway, I'm sure I will find a very suitable job for it in that particular way. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.